Good to be here tonight in the Lord's house.
Amen.
I see everybody out here tonight in service. And how many glad fall weather's here?
Yeah.
Amen. I hear loud amen on that. I'm ready for some cool weather. It's a little chilly today, last few days, but that's all right. It don't hurt nobody to wear a coat, you know. But it's good to be here tonight. And been looking forward to getting to come down with you and minister to you. I tell you what, it's important we know that our mind is made up, brother. That song you sung, that our foot is on the rock and our mind is made up. Because the devil uses every device he's got to get us off the trail, amen, off the highway of holiness, amen, off the narrow way, straight and narrow path onto his broad path, amen. And we are not, as Christians, not to be ignorant of his devices. And he's got many of them out there, amen. And one thing about it is that the devices that he tempts me with is not the same thing that's going to work on somebody else. Amen?
Yeah.
So we always got to be aware of what the devil, amen, tries to use against us. Amen? And tries to make us stray from the path because of that. So it's always good to be in the Word of God that we can know how the devil works. We know how God is able to defeat the devil. Amen? We do it with the Word of God. That's what Jesus used in the wilderness. Was he was there 40 days and 40 nights. He used the Word of God, amen, against the devil. He told the devil, it is written, amen. Every time he told the devil, it is written, amen. When we feel at our weakest, amen, I'm glad that God is his strongest, amen. And we can use his Word, amen, to conquer just about anything in this world as long as we have Christ in us, amen.
Amen.
Glory. Yeah. You got your Bibles, turn with me in Acts chapter 27. Got quite a bit of scripture to read tonight. This has been on my mind, my heart, this past week. And we're going to do our best to bring the word tonight. And when he says it's time to quit, we're going to close her up. And hopefully the word of God will go out. There's a sower going to sow the word and be able to spring forth roots. Amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 27. We're going to start about verse 9. We got a little bit of scripture to read. I love this story about Paul here. Fascinated by it, actually. We know that about this time Paul was a prisoner. He was being escorted by a ship, amen, to his destination. And just about on the way to be his final place before he was getting ready to be offered up, as he says in 2 Timothy. But at this time he was a prisoner. Amen, for the cause of Christ. And it says in Acts chapter 27, verse 9, now when much time was spent, when sailing was dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them, and said unto them, sirs, I perceive this voyage will be much hurt and much damage, not only of the landing and ship, the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phinehas and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete and lie toward the southwest and northwest. In other words, they was wanting to hurry up and get on back in the sea and find them a landing spot because the tempest and everything. It wasn't advised that they would settle down there. Verse 13, when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up unto the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship. And fearing lest also they should fall into quicksand, strake sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our hands the tackling of the ship. When neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as it were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen indeed deemed that they draw near to some country. And it sounded and founded 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and founded 15 fathoms. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon the rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting and have taken nothing. Wherefore I pray unto you, take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not any hair fall from the head of any of you. When he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. When he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were all in the ship, 216 souls. That's 276. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. When it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into the which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. When they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves into the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward the shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. Now remember, Paul was a prisoner. Paul's life was in danger here. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards, and some on broken pieces of the ship, and so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Wonderful, interesting story there. True story in the Bible. I mean, we've been studying parables in our Bible study at church, where I go to church at, where Brother Jerry pastors. And this is not a parable. Amen. This really happened. This actually happened. That Paul was in danger here. Amen. The whole ship, the whole crew of the ship was in danger, losing their lives. Now, first thing I want you to realize is that Paul here told them they shouldn't be sailing because of the wind and the sea. And they thought the sea and everything was going to be calm. Amen. But the looks can be deceiving. Amen. And we find here that they didn't want to listen to Paul. They wanted to listen to the master and the owner of the ship, the one that looked like everything he had under control. Amen. Paul, what does he know about sailing boats? What does he know about going to all these different places? He's a prisoner. We're not going to listen to him. Amen. We're going to listen to somebody who knows the sea, knows what he's talking about. But I tell you what, Paul may not have been, amen, somebody that sailed a ship, but, amen, but Paul knew the one, amen, that was a great navigator in the heavens, amen. He knew God, and he knew what God had showed him, and they should have listened.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, before I go any further, I'll give you the thought that the Lord has given me tonight that's been on my heart, and that is to abide in the ship. Amen. No doubt this has been read and preached on many times. I myself may have preached it. I don't know. But I've always found this story fascinating to me. Amen. That Luke here is writing the book of Acts. We know Luke to be the author of Acts. And he uses the word we a lot. We did this and we did that. And he was actually on this ship with the people, I do believe. By the way, he writes this. And Luke had an eyewitness to the whole event. He recorded all this down and he was there. Amen. As Peter said, we were not we don't have cunningly devised fables, but we were all eyewitnesses of His majesty. Amen. But we find here that Luke is writing and recording this whole account of this shipwreck and this storm that had come upon them by the name of Euroclydon, a great wind that had come upon them. It seems like to me, I don't know if you noticed this, but it seemed like to me that just from the moment they disobeyed what Paul had said and they decided to do what they thought was right, everything after that went downhill.
Yeah.
Amen. They had a storm come by. And they had to find a place to go land, and they couldn't stay there, so they had to keep on the move. And all this stuff kept happening to them. Amen. That it wouldn't have happened in the first place had they obeyed God and obeyed the man of God.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen. Today, I want you to notice here, like I said, the thought that's on my heart is to abide in the ship. I don't know where the Lord's going to take this, Jerry. Hey, all I know to do is just try to do the best I know to do. Let the Lord lead. But I want you to notice something here. Hey, they were tossed exceedingly with a ship. And it finally says in verse 20, after being beat to nearly to death, and all this other stuff happening to us, all hope that we should be saved was gone.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, you look in the world today and you think, all hope is gone for this nation. All hope is gone for the world. Everything is just going downhill.
Yeah.
Why? Because they decided not to listen to God.
Amen.
Amen. The world right now is not listening to God. Amen. God tells us in His Word what is holy, what is just, what is righteous, and He tells us what to abstain from and the evil to abstain from. But the world just seems to go deeper and deeper into all this evil that's going on today. I find that in many ways of the book of Judges is being fulfilled all over again, where it says that because they had no king, amen, every man done that which was right in his own eyes. We find today that everybody is just going along to get along, and everybody does what feels good to them, and what your truth may not be my truth, and hey, man, I may not believe like you believe, but I'm right too. I can go to the same heaven that you do if I don't believe the same way and all this stuff. And there's many roads to heaven and all this stuff. But I tell you what, the Bible says that Jesus is the door. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the door. You read the book of Hebrews. Amen. I don't know about you, but Buddha did not die for my sins. Amen. Muhammad did not die for my sins. And all the gods and the cows of Hindu religion did not die for my sins. There is but one man that came to this world, born of a virgin, born of a virgin Mary. Amen. God in heaven took on flesh. Amen. And came to this world and gave His life for a ransom for many. And after He died, He rose again on the third day. And He ascended to heaven. Amen. And His name is Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Name above Muhammad, the name above Buddha, the name above Donald Trump, the name above Hillary Clinton, the name above anybody's name.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's right.
Before Whom all knees will bow and all tongues will confess.
Amen.
Amen. That He is righteous.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Today you can either have two choices. You can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ here today while you still have time. Amen. Or you can believe Him on the other side when it's too late.
That's right.
But everybody will believe.
That's right.
Everybody will believe. Buddha will believe. Muhammad will believe. All the people that are killing themselves with bombs and strapping bombs to themselves and going to embassies and places, they're going to believe when they get there.
That's right.
And see the Holy God, whose face they're going to flee, amen, because they decided not to believe Him while they was here and there was still time.
Amen.
Every eye will see Him. Amen. Even those that pierced His side, the Bible tells us. Ever I will see them. They'll all know who He is.
That's right.
Oh, glory. They'll know what He looks like.
Yeah.
They'll know what He looks like, Brother Ray. They'll know Him when they see Him.
Amen.
King of kings and Lord of lords. There'll be no mistake.
That's right.
He will be King of kings and Lord of lords.
Yeah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless Him, Lord.
All hope was saved that they would be saved was taken away.
That's right.
How miserable a state to be in. All because they didn't listen to the Lord. I'm reminded of another man in the Bible that was the same way. His name was Jonah.
Uh-huh.
Amen. God told him to go one way. He turned straight in the opposite direction and went down the other way.
Yeah.
And as much as he went, it said in about every verse, he went down and he went down and he went down until he finally found himself in the belly of a whale, the belly of a great fish. There's debate whether it was a whale or a fish. So whatever it was, it was huge. It was big enough to swallow.
That's right.
Amen.
Call it whatever you want to. God had prepared a great fish for Jonah.
Yeah.
He had it waiting on him. swallowed him up. He was cast over the side of the boat because he knew. He knew it was him.
Yeah.
He knew it was his fault. Amen. That these men were, those lives were in danger. And so he said, toss me off the side of the ship. You know what I believe? Jonah didn't even want to live anymore. We find him later on when he's in Nineveh and he's under that gourd. He wishing to die because the gourd was, amen, destroyed by the worm. But I believe he was ready to dive in. He probably gave up. While he was in the belly of the whale, he said, out of the belly of hell cried I.
Yeah.
Lord, hear me. Praise God. Amen. Jonah had another chance.
Yeah.
Amen. And he come up, and the fish vomited him up on dry land.
Bless
and
you.
I believe he took off scooting to Nineveh. Amen. The Bible said it was a 3 days journey. He got about there in about one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He booked it. He was ready to preach to him then. I tell you what, folks. Amen. All hope that they were saved was gone.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't do what God told them to do. No, Jonah had the same problem. He finally got realized that it was God's way or no way.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
This nation is going to realize that it's God's way or no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in our personal lives, one of these days, if we don't follow God, it's going to be God's way or no way. And
Amen.
We ain't going to like the outcome of it.
Amen.
That's right.
Bless you. Bless
Paul told him, he said, you know, after a while, much abstinence, it says. He didn't need anything. He's probably off to himself, communing with the Lord. I'm reminded of Jesus when he's asleep in the ship. Everybody else is panicking. I almost see Paul.
Amen.
Here's all this chaos, and he's just taking it easy.
That's right.
Yeah, kicking
amen.
Back his feet.
Amen. Knowing the Lord takes it.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, you know what, sirs, be of good cheer. Here's this prisoner again. They didn't listen to him the first time. Are they going to listen this time? Be of good cheer. Amen. For this, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. I wonder if every one of them didn't think he was crazy. Saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, that's all God requires of us. Believe upon the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, when the Philippian jailer asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Yeah.
What did they say? Paul and Silas said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I shall be saved.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. That's all it takes. Believe the word. Believe that Christ is who he said he is. He is the Lord of the earth.
Amen.
And he wants to be Lord of our lives today. Paul said, I believe God.
Yeah.
He went a little further. He said, that it shall be even as it was told me, to the very jot and tittle, I believe God. That's the kind of faith we need to have.
Right.
I was talking about the faith of Granny Mustard Seed being faith last night in that little parable study we was doing. And that's the kind of faith God expects.
Yeah.
Believe God as he says it is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless him.
He told the ship, the people on the ship, he said, it's the 14th day, you fasted, it's time to eat. But before that happened, he noticed there were some people trying to get to the lifeboats. And they were trying to act like they were throwing the anchor down.
Yes.
Under color, it says. They were pretending to throw the anchor down. But really what they wanted to do was get off that ship. Because
yeah,
it was getting rough.
Yeah.
You know what? People today are abandoning ship.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. That's what they're doing today. Hey, you can look at the congregation tonight and see half the pews aren't even full. Why? Because people have abandoned ship. Amen.
That's right.
We travel a lot of places where I sing with the Gilbert family. We went to a place, a couple places this weekend. Amen. In a different state. And I tell you what, it was even scarcer than the crowd tonight.
Amen.
Man. Why? Because people are abandoning ship.
Yeah.
Under cover. You know what? There's counterfeit Christians out there.
Amen.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Counterfeit Christians out there thinking, yo, you just love the Lord and prosper and prosperity this and prosperity that. And God expects something of us, brother.
Yeah.
I believe he does.
Yeah.
Why send his son to die on the cross and say, well, you can just get off scot-free? No, he expects us to uphold our end of the bargain, too.
Bless him all.
Amen.
I believe that. If I was to go and promise you something,
brother, and I didn't deliver on that, wouldn't you be disappointed?
Amen.
Human nature, we would be disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, God is disappointed with a lot of people today. He's disappointed with those who are undercover, undercover Christians. Amen. Really, they want to abandon ship. Amen. They just go to the house of the Lord to be seen. They just go to the house of the Lord. Amen. So that they can see their name on the church roll. They can see their money that they gave. Add a little bit extra to the board. Amen. They just go as a cover Christian. But really, they want to get out. Really, they want to abandon ship.
Yeah.
Amen. One of these days, the ship is going to set sail. And those that's going to be left behind are going to be those, amen, who didn't want to stay on the ship.
Yeah, that's right.
The Lord won't make you go to heaven, folks. Amen. You've got to want to go to heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. You've got to have a desire in your heart that you want to be where God is.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. He said he's going to come back for those. Paul said when he was about to die, 2 Timothy 4, he said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness that the Lord, who the righteous judge, will give to me, and not only to me, but all that love his appearing. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I love his appearing.
That's right.
I'm ready to see him split the eastern sky wide open.
That's right.
Amen. I don't believe to be much very longer. Amen. You know, I've heard that all my life, but I tell you what, the older I get, the worse it gets, the more I believe it to be true.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. About time that we wake up. Paul said it's high time.
Yeah.
We wake up out of our sleep.
Yeah.
He said, Paul told the people, he told the centurion, these boys over here are trying to abandon ship, but you know what? Except they abide in the ship, that nobody will be saved.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
It takes everybody.
Yeah.
It takes everybody in the congregation. If we're a part of the body of Christ, amen, and the arm's missing, the rest of the body feels it. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Think of that. Just like you knocked at your body. Somebody cut my arm off, believe me, I'd miss it.
Yeah.
God misses us when we're not in church.
That's
he misses
right.
us when we're not in his house, when we don't have fellowship with him.
Yeah.
Paul said, he said that the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat, they let her fall.
Yeah.
Just let it, just cast aside every weight and the sin that this so easily beset you and run the race for patience. Yeah. The Bible says this.
Yeah.
He said, we're going to cut the boats off. Amen. No, no way of escape. You have to abide in the ship.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, that's what the kind of trust that God wants from us.
Yeah.
We say, Lord, I'm going to cut everything else off. I'm going to trust you to get me home.
That's right.
I ain't going to trust in my money. I ain't going to trust in my health care. I ain't going to trust in the government. I ain't going to trust in my works. I ain't going to trust in how big my bank account is.
That's
I'm going to trust you.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Yeah.
That's the kind of faith God wants.
That's right.
Abide in the ship.
Amen.
Let's just skip on down here, and I believe I'm getting ready to wrap this up. They was looking for land. They was looking for land to land on that was safe because they'd been through enough. You know, I believe we're at that stage right now, Brother Danny.
Yeah.
We're looking for land. Lord, we've been through enough. This world's getting worse. Lord, I'm ready to see a little bit of heaven. Ready to see the promised land.
Yeah.
Cross over into the other side of Jordan and be right there with my loved ones, amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Ready to go. That's what these men were. They was ready to get off that boat. And they said they found a place where two seas met. They was able to thrust that forward part of that boat into that little crevice.
Uh-huh.
And that boat stuck fast and it would not move, wouldn't budge, but the waves beat against the back of it and it crushed the whole ship.
Amen.
And the pieces everywhere, boards everywhere. And they wanted to kill the prisoners because they was afraid they was going to all escape. But Paul had already told, God had already told Paul he's going to be going to Caesar. Amen. His life is protected. So he puts it on a centurion's heart to come up with another suggestion. The centurion willing to save Paul. Why do you think he's willing to save Paul? Well, because God put it on his heart to save Paul.
That's right. Amen.
You know, Paul might have gotten close to some of the people there, some of his guards. Who knows? But it was God's purpose to preserve him. We read in the next chapter, just the very next chapter, the famous chapter where Paul gets his hand bit by an adder as he's getting wood for a fire. And the barbarians there thought he was some kind of murderer.
Yeah.
Amen.
It was just happenstance. God wasn't done with him yet. And that's why he didn't fall dead, shaking the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But right here we see the ship breaks apart. And then whoever, they told them, whoever can swim, jump out and swim. And there were some more of them that hung on for dear life to scrap pieces of the boat. Planks of wood, anything they get a hold of. Folks, I'm telling you right now today, do everything you can to make it to heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Hang on with both hands as far as you can. Hang on as far as you can, as much as you can. Hey, and trust that God will get us out of this mess.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Abide in the sheep.
Bless you, Lord.
Some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. If you have to head home brokenhearted, do it. Amen. If you have to get home, amen, losing everything else. Jesus said that no man had forsaken father, mother, brothers, sisters, wives, houses, lands, but they shall not inherit a hundredfold. Paul said, I count it all as dung. Why? That I might win Christ.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's the ultimate prize.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. All the mansions, all the street of gold, the gates of pearl, all that's bonus. Christ is the ultimate prize.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
The one that came and died.
Yeah.
But I want you to notice the very last words. So it came to pass. Why does it say it came to pass? That's a fulfillment of something.
That's right.
That's a fulfillment of Paul saying that everything's going to be okay. He believed God, and so it came to pass.
Amen.
Think about that. That ought to be enough to make us all shout.
That's right.
He believed God. That's what I'm talking about Abraham. He believed God, and God counted it to him for righteousness. He believed God, and basically God put it in his bank account. Paid in full.
Amen.
That's how much I believe.
Amen.
It came to pass that they escaped all. Not a one was lost. And it said there was 276 men on this boat. Prisoners and guards. Not a single one out of all these storms and this big old shipwreck that would have killed just about anybody. Not a single one of them had a scratch.
Amen.
They escaped all safe to land.
Amen.
One of these days, if we stay in the ship, friends, we're going to stay in the ship and we're going to escape safe to land.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. We'll see heaven as our home one day. And these mortal eyes close on this side of heaven and they open on the other side of heaven. We're going to be saying we're going to be so glad.
Amen.
To have abided and stayed in the ship.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Whatever you do, don't abandon ship.
That's right.
Don't abandon ship. I had another few verses of Scripture picked out, but I believe that's all the Lord needs me to do tonight. If we stand tonight, I'm going to ask somebody to give a verse or two of a song. I'm going to give an altar call, give an invitation today. I don't know nobody's heart. But I'll tell you what, if you need your own anchor, then stay in the ship. Bible tells us that hope we have is an anchor of the soul. If your anchor's got a little rusty today, if it needs a little bit of repairing in the chains, amen, then right here's a place to get it fixed up.
Yeah.
Jesus, that great captain of the ship, is more than willing, amen, to fix it up today. If you'll come and say so.
Amen.
Just as I am without hope,
I need to patch things up with the Lord. I'm feeling my anchor slip. And I need a reassurance. I need a steadfast anchor. I'm moving. I need to come and get prepared tonight. Amen. Right here is a place to do it. Don't be afraid of what people think. I can just almost promise you that there'll be people here willing to pray for you. And if they don't, Jesus will be right here. That's all you need. Amen. You come because you need to come. Don't come because I say come. If you need to come, you need to touch the Lord. Then come. Why wait any longer? What do you benefit by putting it off?